Chapter 9. Rat. Friday night, things get tense at the Hansen residence when Andrea Doris Lewis Hansen tells Henry Clay Hansen that their son, Douglas MacArthur Hansen, failed to keep his appointment with Dr. Eleanor Ahlstrom. Words are exchanged. Accusations fly. Ignorance and delusion are revealed. Naked and ugly. Threats burn up the air like wildfire. Concessions are displayed and offered for sale. Promises are surgically extracted. I end up in my room. I'm quite worried about my parents. Some of the theories my father advanced were quite bizarre, and my mother seemed to accept them. I think they are both losing touch with reality. I spread myself out on my bed and search my mind for a peaceful place to be. I find a cozy clearing in the woods outside of Madam. I'm sitting before a campfire. I move close to the flames and let them warm me. That lasts for only a few minutes. I'm distracted by a knotted sensation deep in my gut. I worry that I might have a blood clot in my hepatic vein. I've heard of this happening. The hepatic vein carries blood away from the liver. Blockage can lead to a painful death. I do not want to die painfully. There are many ways to die, and most of them are pretty bad. When Andy and I were little kids, we used to argue about it. Would you rather burn to death or freeze to death? Freeze, for sure, Andy said. Fire hurts too much. But it's faster. Yeah, but when you freeze, you just get numb and then you fall asleep. I don't like to be cold. The thought of freezing to death still makes me shiver. A few years ago, I read about some Buddhist monks who poured gasoline over themselves and set themselves on fire. They did it to protest a war. The article quoted a doctor who claimed that the burning monks experienced little pain. They quickly go into shock, said the doctor. I don't think they feel a thing after the first few seconds. This supports my preference for fire over ice. In fact, since I showed him the article, Andy has come around to my point of view. I sit up in bed and put my feet on the floor. The throbbing from my hepatic vein fades. Maybe I'm not about to die after all. I go to the window and look across the fence at Andy's window. It's dark and the blinds are closed. Andy must not be home. Of course he's not home. It's Friday night. Andy's playing football.